Good morning.
早上好。
What a thrill it is to be here in your beautiful church once again.
今天能够再一次到你们这个美丽的教堂里来, 我真的是很高兴。
I'm always so happy to come here and be with you.
我每次在这里都很开心。
You have a beautiful church.
这个教堂很漂亮。
You are beautiful people.
你们都是很可爱的人。
And you have a lot of talent.
然后你们都很有才干。
Not only for singing, but for playing music.
然后又能唱又会弹琴。
And thank God for this beautiful Sunday.
我很感谢神，这是一个美好的星期天。
It's God's day.
是神的日子。
And He wants to talk to us.
而且是神要跟我们说话的日子。
You know, God has a plan for each one of us.
你知道吗？ 神对我们每一个人都有他的计划。
It's not up to us to decide what we want to do.
我们应该做什么其实并不是由我们自己来决定的。
I just finished a class yesterday at our Spanish Bible Institute in Hope Sound.
昨天在Hope Sound正好上了一节课，在这个西班牙语的圣经学校上了一堂课。
And I tried to teach our Spanish students the importance of having lives directed by God.
然后我昨天讲课的内容就是说，告诉我的这些讲西班牙语的学生，就是你的生命让神来掌管是多么的重要。Look
at Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11.
如果你看耶利米书29章第11节。It
says, For I know the purposes which I am proposing for you, says the Lord, purposes of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”God
has something for each one of us to do.
神对我们每一个人都有计划，他要我们做他要做的事情。God's
kingdom is very great.
神的国度是非常的奇妙的。He
needs a lot of different kind of people.
他需要不同的人。
And I want to talk to you about that this morning.
我今天就想跟大家讲这个题目。
The call of God.
就是神的呼召。
But let's read also in Romans 8:28.
我们也可以一起来看罗马书第8章28节。
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
God has a purpose for each one of our lives.
神对我们的生活有一个目标。We're
not here just to fill up space.
我们在这儿不是白占地图而已。We're
not here just to have a good job and make money.
我们也不是说找一份好工作挣钱生活而已。God
has a purpose for us in this life so that we can be prepared for eternity.
我们在这地上的人生是有目的的，为了是让我们预备我们的永恒。
Now let's read in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9.
我们可以一起来看提摩太后书第1章第9节。
The Bible says, Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
提摩太后书第1章第9节，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为。 乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。I
think these verses tell us that God has a purpose and a plan for each one.
我们刚才读的这些经节都告诉我们，神对我们的人生是有一个计划，有一个目的的。Sometimes
I think people think God just calls preachers and pastors and evangelists and missionaries.
有的时候我们觉得神的呼召只是临到牧师啊、传道人这些特别的人身上。
But God has a calling for everybody.
但不是这样的，神的呼召是对我们每一个人的。And
we're going to talk about a man this morning that God called.
我们今天就要讲到一个人，这个人被神呼召。He
wasn't called to be a pastor.
神并没有呼召他去当牧师。He
wasn't called to be an evangelist.
神也没有呼召他当布道家。He
wasn't even called to be a missionary.
甚至不是一个传教士。
Guess what God called him to be?
那神呼召他让他做什么呢?
Are you ready?
准备好了吗?
God called him to be a politician.
神呼召他是要让他当一个政客。
Can you believe that?
你可以相信吗?
Boy, I wish we had some politicians called of God today.
我们希望我们当中今天如果有一个政客是被神呼召去做政治家的，那就好了。
We need some God-called politicians in Washington D.C.
我们需要在华盛顿有一些是被神呼召去做去当政客的人。
We need them in the United Nations.
我们需要这些人也在联合国。
We need them around the world.
我们在全世界都需要这样因着神的呼召去从政的人。
So.If God has called you to be a politician, be the best one you can.
所以如果神呼召你去做这件事情的话，你就要尽力去做。
God needs honest people with integrity in every walk of life.
神在人这个世上的各行各业都需要这些行动正直有原则的人。
Now before we start our study this morning, let's bow our heads one more time.
那我们今天在开始以前，让我们再一起来祷告。
As I pray, would you pray with me?
当我祷告的时候，我也希望你在心里和我一起。
And ask God to call you to whatever service He wants you to be.
然后求神让你明白，神是呼召你要你做什么。
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning.
天父，我们今天早上感谢你。
We thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning.
我们为这美好的主日清晨来感谢你。
God, it's your day.
主，这是你所定的日子。
It's not our day, but it's your day.
不是我们的，是你的。
You have called us to worship you.
你呼召我们一起来敬拜你。
You have called us because you want to teach us.
你呼召我们，因为你想要教导我们。
You have brought us here together so we can have fellowship one with another.
你今天让我们聚集在这里，让我们可以彼此之间能够互相有所团契。
But above all, to have fellowship with you.
但是更高于一切的是让我们能够更加认识你与你亲近。
I pray you'll be with us as we talk about the call of God.
主，我们就在这里恳求你，当我们在讲你的呼召的时候，就求你与我们同在。
You have called each one of us for a specific purpose.
你呼召我们每一个人都有特别的目的。
And I pray you'll help us to hear your voice and do it.
我恳求你帮助我们能够听到你的声音，也愿意遵行你的旨意。
Teach us the lessons you want us to learn this morning.
教导我们该学的功课。
And we'll give you all the honor and the praise.
我们将一切荣耀和赞美都归给你。
Now I got a thing here. Let me see if I can figure out how to work it. All these things work different, so we'll have to try it.
每一次这种科技的东西都不一样，所以要试验过才知道怎么好使。
I'll get my notes out here so the interpreter can help read them. Okay, we're going to talk about the call of God.
我们要在这里谈到神的呼召。
And the person that I want to talk about this way, I told you.
那我这里面提到刚才提到的那个人。
The God called him to be a politician.
就是被神呼召去当一个政客的那一位。
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
听说过吗？有人被神呼召去
从政。Let's see what the Bible says.
圣经是怎么说的呢？
Now, can you imagine who that is?
想得出来是谁吗?
It's Moses.
是摩西。
God didn't call Moses to be a preacher.
神并没有呼召摩西当牧师。
God didn't call him to be a missionary.
也没有呼召他去当宣教士。
God called him to go to Egypt and be a leader, a politician.
神呼召他去到埃及去当以色列人的领袖，去当一个政客。
He was to be the leader of a large group of people.
那是很大的一群人，他要做他们的领袖。
We don't know for sure, but a lot of people say there could have been 1 to 3 million Israelis.
我们并不知道具体的数字，但是很多人估计大概有100到300万之间，有这么多的以色列人，当时在埃及。
And God said, Moses, I want you to go down there and be their leader.
那神对摩西说，摩西，我想让你到埃及去带领这些以色列人。
Well, there's a lot we could say, but open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 3.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开出埃及记第三章。
And I think I'll ask my interpreter to read verses 1 through 10.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus 3, 1 through 10. If you have your English Bible, you can read along to yourself.And my interpreter will read it in Chinese.
出埃及记第三章，我们从第一节读到第十节。来，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去， 到了神的山，就是何烈山，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的苦难，我实在看见了，他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、好人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。好，就到这里。
I'm sure you know the story of Moses.
我相信大家都听过摩西的故事。
He was born in a place where it's supposed to be illegal for little boys to live.
他那个出生的时候，因为法老王下了一道命令，所以这个以色列的男孩像他这样是不应该出生的。
But God miraculously spared this little boy's life.
但是神很神奇的拯救了他，使他得以活下来。
And God even arranged it for his own mother to raise him.
然后甚至这个事情巧到一个地步，他的生母作为他的养母把他带大的。
What a great God we have.
我们真的是有一位很奇妙的神。
Not only did she get to raise her own little boy, they even paid her to do it.
这样她不仅是自己把自己的孩子养大，人家还付钱给她。
God is great.
神真的是很奇妙。
We don't know how old he was, but probably around the age of 7, she had to give him up and he went to live with Pharaoh.
那这个我们并不知道摩西是多大离开他母亲的，但是大概是在七岁左右，他就要离开他这个乳母，就是实际上是他的亲生母亲，然后到住到法老的王宫里去。
He was taught education and taught many things in the house of Pharaoh.
在那里，他在法老的宫殿里受埃及人的教育。
Now this isn't in the Bible.
这个是圣经上告诉我们的。
But the great Jewish historian Josephus.
那这个犹太人有一个史学家叫做 Josephus,
said that he became a great military leader in Egypt.
他说这个摩西在埃及的时候还成了一个军事上的领袖。
He also was a great architect.
而且他还是一个出色的建筑家。
They say he built buildings in Egypt that years later still look new.
然后他所建的这个建筑在经过很多年以后看上去还像新的。
I'd like to find an architect like that to build me a house.
我倒想找一个这样的建筑师来给我盖一个房子。
Moses was a very talented man.
摩西是一个很有才能的人。
Apparently he knew he was supposed to do something for his own people.
但是明显的他知道他要为他的百姓做一些事情。
One day he tried it.
所以他有一天就尝试这么做了。
On his own.
当然是凭他自己的努力。
He got ahead of God.
他跑到神的前面去自己做事了。
He had a miserable failure.
结果是一个很悲惨的失败。
He had to flee Egypt and went out to the desert.
就因为这样他不得不逃离埃及然后到了旷野去。
He was 40 years old when this happened.
那个时候他已经40岁了。
He went out to the backside of a desert.
所以他到了这个沙漠的另一边。
And God had to unteach him a lot of things.
那个时候神要开始就是让他把他以前学的东西要放下来。
Sometimes we think we know too much.
有的时候我们可能自以为知识丰富知道很多东西。
And for 40 years, Moses was being taught of God in the desert.
所以摩西在这个旷野放羊放了40年在这个过程中神一直在教他。
Apparently, he was destined to be the king, the pharaoh of Egypt.
如果他还在埃及的王宫里的话，那他将来的前途就是去当 埃及的法老。
But what is he doing now?
但是你看他现在在做什么呢？
Herding sheep.
牧羊而已。
I've never done that, but they say that sheep stink.
我从来没有牧过羊，但是听说羊很臭的。
If I had to take care of sheep, I'd put some deodorant on them.
如果我要是非要放羊的话，我得喷点除臭剂给他们。
But can you imagine going from the palace out to take care of some stinking sheep?
你能想象摩西的生活是怎么一落千丈，从这个王宫中的生活到这个牧羊人？
But God was teaching Moses something.
但是在这个过程中，神在教摩西。
Took him 40 years to learn it.
他花了40年的时间来学神教给他的功课。
How long will it take us to learn the truth of God?
我们要花多久才能学会神的真理呢？
Now after 40 years, he was 80 years old.
那过了40年以后，那摩西已经80岁了。
Moses thought, well, I'm done for, time to retire.
那摩西可能心想，我都已经这岁数了，差不多该退休了吧。
I goofed up, I'm going to quit.
那我已经这个该干的都干了，我现在就放弃了。
But God had other plans.
但是神的计划跟他的不一样。
He said, Moses, I'm not done yet.
神说摩西你的这个还没开始呢。
I'm just starting.
还没有那个结束，才刚刚开始。
You know, I have one more year.
我只有再有一年。
And I'll be the same age as Moses.
我就跟摩西那个时候一样大了。
I don't know if I'm quitting or if I'm starting.
我也不知道我是该退休了呢，还是要是正要重新开始呢。
But God appeared to Moses at a burning bush.
但是这摩西在80岁的时候，神在荆棘的火焰中向他显现。
And look again at verse 10 that you just read.
如果我们看一下刚才读过的第十节。
God said to Moses, come now, I'm going to send you down to Egypt to do something for my people there.
神对摩西说，我要打发你去到埃及去为你的百姓做些事情。
Now wasn't that a shocker?
那对摩西来说，这可是大吃一惊的。
Now let's notice...Let me see if I can find my little thing here. I keep forgetting it. Come and I'll send you back to Egypt where you had failed.
我要差你去这个去埃及，就是你曾经在那里失败的地方。
You goofed up down there, but I haven't had the last word yet.
你在那儿虽然曾经有过失败，但是这并不是最后的结果。
You were on your own, but now I'm going to go with you.
那个时候你是靠自己，这一次我要跟你一起去。
I have a big job for you.
我们要在那里做一件大事。
80 years old.
80岁了已经。
I don't think he even had to use a cane like I do.
我想他可能不需要像我一样拄一个拐杖。
But Moses said, what do you want me to do, God?
那摩西就说那你要我做什么呢？
And when God told him,
那神就跟他讲了。
Moses' response was,
那摩西是怎么回答的呢？
Look at verse 11.
如果我们一起看第十一节
I am not the man.
他说我是什么人
?40 years before this, you say, oh boy, just let me at it, I can do it.
如果是40年前那摩西肯定拍拍胸脯说没问题这事儿我能干。
God, just turn me loose, I'll show you what I can do.
他可能会跟神说你就把这事儿交给我让我要让你看看我能把它做成什么样。
But he failed.
可是他40年前有过一次失败的
经验。And now his response was, I am not the man.
所以他今天这个时候的回答就是我什么人都不是。
And why did he feel that way?
他为什么会这么想?
Verse 13.
看13节。
I want to say these in modern language so we can understand them.
我用一些比较通俗的话给你讲。
He said, I don't even know your name.
他可能摩西就说我连你是谁我都不知道。
You know, when I was studying this, I thought, that's crazy.
那有的时候我在读这里的时候我就觉得这摩西疯了吗
Moses 80 years old and didn't even know the name of God
他都已经80岁了还不知道神的名吗
But remember
可是你要记得
There's no Bible yet
在那个时候他并没有一本圣经
Moses would be the first writer
摩西实际上是圣经这整本圣经的第一位作者
He hadn't even started yet
那个时候他还没有开始写
All he knew wasHe'd heard of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when he was at home for 7 years.
所以他对神的所有知识就是在他小的时候七岁以前妈妈可能给他讲过这个以撒的神雅各的神亚伯拉罕的神。
But then he went to Pharaoh's palace.
然后他就到了住到法老的宫殿里去了。
And all he knew was the gods of Egypt.
然后之后所学到的就是埃及的那些神。
Those gods of Egypt had great big long names.
这个埃及有很多的神，名字都很长。
It's quite impressive.
让你觉得很令人惊讶。
But they didn't know the God of Israel.
但是埃及人并不认识以色列人的神。
And Moses said, I don't know who you are.
所以摩西很自然就会说，你叫什么名字我都不知道。
I want to tell you some folks, it's time that we know who God is.
但是我想跟大家说，我们现在知道神是谁。
God would have to reveal himself to Moses before he could use him.
但是神要让摩西知道他是哪一位，在神要用他之前，神摩西先要知道。
If you're going to be used of God, you're going to have to know him personally.
所以如果神要使用你的话，你一定要先认识他，跟他有一个个人的关系。
So when Moses said, God, I don't even know your name.
所以当摩西说，我都不知道你叫什么名字。
Listen to God's response.
那看看神是怎么回答的。
I am.
他说我是自有拥有的。
What a name for God. I am.
他的名字就是，英文就很简单的说，就是我是。
Moses couldn't figure it out.
这个摩西。
And he said, I am who?
摩西就不明白什么叫做我是，我是谁呀？
I think God responded, who's my middle name?
那可能那个神就会跟他开玩笑，这个 who 就是他的这个中间名字。
But God, I am who? Who? Who's that?
那摩西还是听不懂，你到底是谁？
And God said, I am who I am.
所以神的名字，神就是中文翻译就叫做自有拥，我就是我是的那一位。
I don't know how it says it in Chinese, but in verse 14, that's what God is telling them.
那在第十四节，神就是这样跟他回答的。
I am who I am.
神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的。
That's all God need to be called.
这就是神的名字，神他就是那一位，不需要解释的。
But that isn't the end of it.
但是并没有到此为止。
You know the Hebrew words here that mean...I don't know Hebrew, but the Hebrew words that say, I am who I am, is where we get the word Jehovah.
就是这个原文这个是用希伯来文写成的，所以希伯来文里面这个自有拥有，就是我们从那里得到了这个耶和华这个名字。
Every time you say Jehovah, you're saying, I am who I am.
所以每一次你说耶和华的时候，实际上你就是在说我是自有拥有的。
What a wonderful God we have.
我们是有一位这样奇妙的神。
Now let's see how that is used in the Bible.
那在圣经上是怎么用的呢？
Look now in Psalm 103.
如果你看诗篇103篇第三到第五节。
There you see, the young man David.
你看图片上那个是大卫在弹琴。
He too had been a shepherd of sheep.
大卫曾经也是一位牧羊人。
He sang a song about Jehovah.
大卫写过很多诗篇，讲到耶和华。
He called him by his middle name.
所以他就称耶和华是用他的这个中间名。
And we see in Psalm 103.
如果看诗篇103篇。
I don't know, I can't seem to get this work right. Let's try it again. No, pushing the wrong button here.We'll get it back up here pretty soon.
Yes.
Okay, Psalm 103. David wrote a song about God, and he called him by his middle name, who?
大卫写这个诗篇的时候，就用这个耶和华他自称的这个名。
We won't read these verses, but look at verses 3 through 5.
如果你看第三节到第五节。
David said, Who forgiveth all thine iniquities?
他赦免你的一切罪孽。
Who healeth all thy diseases?
医治你的一切疾病。
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies?
以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things?
他用美物 使你所愿的得知，得以知足。
That's who our God is.
这就是我们的神。
That's what his name means.
这就是他名的含义。
And God wants to do these five things for each one of us here this morning.
神要在我们当中每个人的生命里都这样的供应我们。
He did it for David.
他是这样供应大卫的。
He can do it for us.
他也可以这样供应我们
每个人。And he can become a personal God.
所以他可以成为你个人的神，就像对大卫一样。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
The great I am of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament.
在旧约当中所提到的这位自有永有的神，就是我们在新约当中所看到的耶稣。
We'll study that a little bit later.
当然我们要过一会儿再谈到。
Now, it's time for Moses to answer another time.
那现在摩西又要再回答一次了。
But his answer is still the same.
但是他的答案还是这样。
I am not the man.
你不该找我的。
He wasn't convinced yet.
神还没有能够说服他这个时候。
Exodus chapter 4 and verse 1.
在出埃及记第四章第一节。
What was his excuse this time?
那摩西的这个借口是什么呢？
His reason was the people were not listening to me.
摩西回答说他们必不信我也不听我的话。
Now doesn't that sound like a politician?
是不是听上去很像一个这个政治家说的话？
Do you listen to the politicians?
你听他们那些演讲吗？
Most of the time I don't.
基本我通常是不听的。
I don't trust them.
因为我不信任他们。
They promise one thing to get elected and then they forget it once they're in office.
他们每一次在竞选的时候都答应得好好的，然后一选上之后就变脸了。
When I lived in Guatemala in Central America.
我从前在中美洲的那个 Guatemala 的时候。
It was time for presidential elections.
危地马拉那个有一次是总统竞选。
And there is a candidate that made a lot of promises to the country.
那其中有一个候选人就是答应了很多的事情，就是我将来要怎么怎么样。
He won the election.
然后他还真的当选了。
But once in office, he forgot about it all.
可是当上总统以后，那些当时的那些许诺就不提了。
They complained to him.
然后所以他们就开始抱怨了，说你从前答应的呢？
He said, you voted for me.
然后这个人就说，那你选了我了呀。
And now that I'm in office, I'll do as I please.
那我现在既然已经是总统了，那就得按照我的愿望做了。
You'll have to put up with me.
你就得忍受了。
That's why I don't trust a lot of the politicians.
所以很多时候我们大家都不信任这些政客。
But God still had an answer for Moses.
虽然摩西这样回答，但是神还是能够。
God said, I know people probably won't listen to you.
那神就对摩西说，我知道他们可能是不会听你。
But God's response was, I have not called you because of who you are, but because of who I am.
但是神给他的回答是，我并不是因为你怎么样才呼召你的，而是因为我有能力。
Let's remember that, folks.
所以让我们也记住这一点。
It's not who we are that counts, but it's who he is.
神并不是看上了我们如何才呼召我们，而是因为他有能力做事情。
It's not what we've done.
不是因为我们能从前做过什么。
But it's God that counts.
而是神他自己有这个能力。
Oh, that we can learn that lesson.
我希望我们都能学到这个功课。
I want to learn that lesson.
我也愿意能够学好。
It's not who I am, but it's who.He is.
不在乎我是谁，而在乎他是谁。
But you know what? Moses still wasn't satisfied.
但是这样对摩西还不够。
God, he had another response.
然后摩西又有一个回应。
Same old thing. I am not the man.
还是老一套，我不行，我不能去。
Verse 10.
第十节，第四章第十节。
His reason was, I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
他的现在又开始说了，我素日不是能言的人，我本是笨口拙舌的。
I just can't talk good.
我口舌不行。
I'm not a good PR guy.
我也不是一个很会跟人那个有关系的
人。I don't know how to make big speeches.
我也不会这个长篇大论。
I'm tongue-tied.
我这个笨口拙舌。
I can't do it, God.
所以这件事情我做不了。
Now listen to God's response.
神是怎么回应的呢？
I have not called you because of what you have done, but because of what I have done.
我呼召你不是因为你做过什么，你有什么能力，而是因为我能够做。
What had Moses done?
摩西做了什么吗？
He killed an Egyptian trying to liberate his people.
他从前为了解救他的百姓，杀死了一个埃及人。
He goofed.
他然后就跑了。
He couldn't do it on his own.
他自己做不了什么。
But God said, it's not what you've done, Moses, it's what I have done.
神的回应说，不是在于你从前能够做什么，你有什么样的能力，
而是在于我能
做什么。神做了什么呢？
Our God is the creator.
我们的神是那位创造的神。
He made this universe.
他创造了宇宙万物。
He made each one of you.
他创造了在座的每一位。
We are not the products of evolution.
我们并不是进化论的成果。
We did not come from monkeys.
我们也不是从猴子变来的。
I may look like a monkey.
我看着像猴子吗？
Sometimes I may act like one.
有的时候我可能举动有点像。
But I am not a descendant of any old monkey.
但我绝不是某一个猴子的那个后代。
And neither are you.
你也一样不是。
We are a special creation of God.
我们是神很特别的创造。
That's what God has done.
所以这个就是神所做过的。
What a marvelous God we have.
多么一位多么奇妙的神。
But Moses still wasn't satisfied.
但是摩西还是不行。
Let's go on, see what it says the fourth time.
那所以第四次摩西怎么说呢？
Think of this. Four times Moses kept saying,
你想想他左躲右闪拒绝了四次。
I am not the man.
还是说不行，你打发别人去吧。
And you know, folks, we have to get to the place where we are not, but God is.
我们要到一个地步是我们知道自己什么也不是，只有神是。
I'm supposed to have another sheet here somewhere.Somewhere. Oh, well. I am not the man.
所以摩西又说你打发主啊你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。
And his reason was, I just can't do it.
我就是做不了。
Have you ever gotten to the place where you feel God wants you to do something, you say, God, I'm just not capable of that.
你有没有到一个地步说你觉得你知道神要让你做一些事情但是你觉得你真的就是做不了。
But I want to tell you something.
那我要在这里告诉你。
If God calls you to do something, He'll help you to do it.
如果神呼召你做这件事情，他就一定能够帮助你做成。
After all, it's not you, but God.
毕竟不是你在做，是神。
It took God 40 years to get Moses to the place where He could teach him.
神花了40年把摩西带到一个能够可教的地步。
But he still thought, I just can't do it, God. Go call somebody else.
但是摩西仍然觉得自己不行，说你打发别人吧。
Have you ever said that?
你有没有跟神这样讲过
God, I can't do that. There's somebody else. Call my brother.
有的时候你是不是会说我真的做不了你让别人去吧让我哥哥去吧
Call somebody else in church.
或者是教会里别的什么人
But God's response was, I have not called you because of what you can do, but because of what I can do.
神对他的回应是说我呼召你不是因为你能做什么而是我能做
Don't forget that.
不要忘记了。
Folks, it's not what we can do.
不是我们能做什么。
But it's what God can do through us.
而是神通过我们可以做成什么。
But this time, Moses had learned his lesson.
所以到这里摩西终于学乖了。
God showed him that all he had to do was listen to God and obey.
神让他看到说所有他需要做的就是听从神然后并且顺服他。
I think Moses said, yeah, I can do that.
所以摩西说这个我可以做得到。
Can you folks do that?
你们能做到吗
?Listen and obey?
听神的话然后跟随他。
We all can do that.
这个我们都应该可以做。
I can do that.
我可以做。
You can do that.
你也可以。
Why don't we do it?
为什么我们不做呢
?And God will do the rest.
我们这样做的时候剩下的神就会亲自来动工。
All that Moses had to do was listen and obey.
所以摩西所要做的就是听神然后遵从他的话。
I don't know, this thing's not working. Is it out of juice? Can you turn it back on back there? Let me try this. Oh, just try it again. The plan would be God's responsibility.
所以神的计划实际上是神要负责的。
God said, Moses, not your plan. It's my plan.
所以神对摩西说, 不是你的计划, 是我的计划。
You're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do.
不是我们按照你的计划, 你告诉我怎么做, 而是我来告诉你要怎么做。
Are you willing to let God tell you what to do?
你愿意神来告诉你该做什么吗?
Oh, that God would take our self-will and our stubbornness out.
神会把我们里边的那个固执和倔强拿走。
To where we'll be willing to say, God, your will, not my will, be done.
直到我们愿意说,
and in that situation, the outcome would be God's responsibility.
当我们这样做的时候,
那这件事情的结果就要神来负责。Moses didn't say, ah, I can't do it, I'm afraid I'll fail.
那摩西不用说, 我做不了, 因为我会失败。
Well, that wasn't his responsibility.
那个已经不再是他的责任了。All
he had to do was listen and obey.
他只要听神的, 按照神教的去做。
And God would take over.
然后这个结果就由神来负责。
If it didn't work out, it'd be God's fault, not his.
如果这件事情不成功的话, 那是神的,
and I want to tell you folks something. If you are willing to listen to God and obey, it'll be his responsibility.
所以我也想告诉大家, 如果你愿意听从神, 你愿意 听他的话去做的话, 你就不用再对事情的结果负责。
And the glory would belong to God.
然后当事情成就的时候, 那个荣耀是归给神的。
Moses could not take the glory for himself.
因为摩西不能把这个荣耀据为己有。
He could not say, look what I've done.
他不能说, 看看我多厉害, 做成了什么。
Respect me. Respect me.
你们要尊重我, 因为我做成了这样的大事情。
Bow your knees in front of me.
然后在我面前要屈膝。
Look what I've done.
看看我做成的这些伟大的事情。
Raise my salary.
给我加薪。
I'm your best employer.
我是你最好的雇工。
No, Moses said, not my will, but God will get the glory.
所以摩西会说, 不是我, 而是让神得荣耀。
And you know that's what God wants today.
你知道神今天想要的是什么吗?
And Moses could now say,
摩西现在就可以说,
listen carefully. Are you listening?
大家听好。
I am not, but I know I am.
我不是什么人, 但是我认识那位自有拥有的。
I hope you can say that in Chinese.
这个中文有点难翻, 英文就是说, 我不是, 但是我知道我是。
I am not, but I know I am.
我不是什么人, 我不是什么, 但是我知道谁是。
I don't know. Can you practice that with me? Let's put some
那
what's that in English? Motions in there.
一起来练习一下, 加一些动作。
This point here, I am not.
指着自己说, 我不是什么人。
But I know I am.
但是我知道谁是神。
Let's do it again. Wasn't that nice?
我们再来一次。
I am not.
I am not.
But I know I am.
But I know I am.
You can know God this morning.
所以你也一样,
你也可以讲, the great I am.
你也可以认识那位自有拥有的神。
你认识他是很值得的。 He wants to control your life.
他要来掌握你的生活。
He'll make you a politician if he wants to.
如果他愿意, 他也可以让你当一个政客。
And if he does, you'll be a good one.
而且我相信, 如果是他呼召你, 你会成一个很好的。
He can make you a good doctor.
他也可以让你成为一个很好的医生。
He can make you a good contractor.
一个很好的, 承包商,
he can make you a good inventor.
也可以成一个很好的投资者,
anything God calls you to do, he'll make you successful.
不管是什么, 只要是神呼召你去做的, 你一定可以做得很好。
Now just to show you the great I am of the Old Testament is the great I am of the New Testament.
那回到我刚才讲的, 这个新, 旧约里讲到的这个自有拥有的神, 就是我们在新约里看到的耶稣。
Let's notice the I am God.
这个名字, I am.
I have a lot of verses here. We won't read the verses.
我们不会每个经节都读到。
But I want you to see the connections between Jehovah of the Old Testament and Jesus of the New.
但是我想让你看到就是旧约里提到的这个耶和华和新约当中的耶稣之间的联系。
We start again in Exodus with I am. Who I am.
那我们第一个看到经节就是刚才我们读到的, 在出埃及记第三章, 神说我是自有拥有的。
And Exodus says, I am the Lord who heals you.
那出埃及记15章还提到说, 我就是那位医治你的神。
And this going now to the New Testament.
然后我们看到新约,
to show, see how the I am of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New.
我可以看到新约里耶稣是怎么样说我。
Most of these statements are taken from the Gospel of St. John.
我是那位自由拥有的，在约翰福音第四章二十六节。
Jesus said, I am the Messiah.
耶稣说我就是弥赛亚。
I am the bread of life.
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
I am from above.
我是从上面来的。
I am before Abraham.
我在亚伯拉罕以前就有。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
Isn't Jesus a wonderful great I am?
耶稣是不是就是那位伟大的自由拥有呢？
I am the door of the sheep.
我就是羊的门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧者。
I am the Son of God.
我是神的儿子。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
I am the teacher and Lord.
我是主，我是教师。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路，真理，生命。
Praise God for that.
我们要赞美神。
That's why we can be here this morning.
这就是为什么我们今天可以站在这里。
Because of Jesus, the great I am.
因为耶稣就是那位自由拥有。
But it doesn't stop there.
但是并不到此为止。
I am the true vine.
耶稣说我是葡萄树。
And that's not it yet.I am the Alpha and Omega.
耶稣说我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
Which means I am the beginning and the end.
意思就是说我是起始的也是末后的。
And I like this one.
我也很喜欢这一句。
I am who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. 这是在启示录里耶稣说我就是曾经我就是那一位曾经有现在有将来还要再来的。
And in Revelation 1:17, I am the first and the last.
在启示录第一章第十七节，他说：“我是首先的，我是末后的。”
And hallelujah for the next one. It shows the majesty of Jesus Christ, the great I am.
下一句就让我们看到神耶稣的这个伟大。
I am He who lives and was dead, and behold.I am alive forevermore.
又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。
Folks, you can trust a God like that.
你们可以相信这样一位神。
He's on your side.
他和你站在一起。
He's the one that's calling you.
他就是那位呼召你的神。
And that's why we can have the last one.
也就是我们可以看到这最后一节。
I am the bright.And morning star.
他说我是明亮的晨星。
Oh, what a great God.
我们有这样一位美好的神。
What a great Jehovah of the Old Testament.
我们有这样一位美好的在旧约里的耶和华。
What a great Jesus, the great I am of the New Testament.
而有这样一位美好的在新约中的耶稣。
And one more. I am not, but I know I am.
我们刚才说过的，我不是什么人，但是我知道谁是。
This is the kind of person God is looking for and can use.
当我们有这样的心态的时候，我们就可以成为神合用的人。
Do you recognize the fact that you are not?
你是不是认识到说你不是什么人？
If you think I am, I can do it. Just leave me alone. I can do it by myself.
如果你觉得说我可以，你不用管我，我可以把事情安排好。
God can't use you.
如果你有这样的心态的话，神并没有办法用你。
You may be 80 years old or older.
你可能八十了或者更老。
But if the great I am is still your God, He'll use you.
但如果这位自由拥有的神仍然是你的神的话，不管你多老，他还可以用你。
If every one of you will just recognize, I am not the person.
如果我们每一个人都知道说我不是那个能用的人。
But I know I am.
但是我认识那一位自由拥有的神。
It's knowing him that counts.
是认识他才会有
不同。That's what will change your life.
是认识他才会让你的生命有所改变。
That's what will make you a success.
而认识他才会让你真的是在人生中能
够成功。That's what will help you change the world.
而且能够帮助你改变这个世界。
Look what God did with Moses in Egypt.
我们看看神借着摩西在埃及形成了什么样的大事。
Egypt would never be the same place again.
埃及从此以后不再一样。
Not only that, Moses wasn't just a political leader.
不仅仅如此，摩西不仅仅是一个政治上的领袖。
But guess what? He became a writer.
而且他还成了一个作家。
The first five books of this Bible written by Moses.
圣经中的前五卷书都是摩西写的。
Without Moses, we wouldn't have known our beginnings.
如果没有摩西的话，我们并不知道这一切是怎么开始的。
We wouldn't know about the creation.
我们就没有这个创世纪的记载。
But Moses recognized the fact I am not.
都是因为摩西知道他什么人都不是。
But I know I am.
但是他认识了那一位自由拥有的神。
God said, "Right, Moses, sit down there and write."
所以当时摩西坐下来开始写的时候，
I'll tell you what to say.
摩西就知道说他要怎样说。
All you have to do is get out a pen and write.
只要拿起笔来就可以了。
Did he do it?
他这么做了吗？
Yeah, the first five books were written by him.
因为神让告诉他说，你只要拿起笔来，我就可以让你写出前圣经的这前五本书。
He thought he was just going to be a politician.
他可能那个时候以为他就是只是一个政客，一个领袖而已。
But he became an inspired writer.
但是没想到他也成为一个作家。
Thank God for Moses.
我们要为摩西感谢神。
Thank God for each one of you.
我们也为摩西感谢，
If you just surrender your life to him.
感谢在座的每一位，只要你愿意把你的生命交给神。
If you will just know the great I am personally.
只要你能够亲自认识这位自有拥有的神。
God has something for you to do.
神就在你的生命中有安排，有计划。
Are you willing to do it?
你愿意做吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning.
天父，我们今天早晨在这里感谢你。
We thank you for who you are.
我们感谢你是那位自由拥有的神。
You don't have a big name like the gods of this world.
你不像这个世界上的神那样有各种各样花俏的名字。
But we thank you that you are the great I am.
但是我们感谢你，你就是自有拥有。
You're the creator.
你是那位创造者。
You've done marvelous things.
你成就了很多奇妙的大事。
And for that reason, we have confidence in turning our lives over to you.
因为这个缘故，我们可以蛮有自信的把我们的生命交给你。
You know what you want us to do.
你知道你要我们做什么。
You know the work you have for us to do.
你也知道你为我们预备的工作。
You know the place you want us.
你也知道你要差我们去哪里。
And God,We say, I am not.
神，我们要在这里说，我自己什么都不是。
But we know I am.
但是我们知道，我们认识你。
We want you to control our lives.
我们愿你来掌控我们的生活。
And our future.
我们的将来。
In the name of Jesus, we ask it.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。